Last night I was out and I had an interesting thing happen to me. This girl approached me from kind of out of the blue, and I'm one of those people that kind of like to hide out and lay low. And I was sitting there about to have some food, and she approached me and she said, "Excuse me," and I said, "Yes," and she said, "I know you," and I said, "Oh, okay. How do you know me?" And I'm obviously curious about that, which most people would be when somebody kind of approaches them saying that. So she went on to say, "Well, I know you from a lecture that you gave several years ago at the Fashion Institute. I was part of the class that you were talking, and I thought that was kind of cool, and we just had some small talk and so on and so forth, and I asked how she was getting along with the career and what was new and exciting and just the normal chit chat type stuff. And she kept going on about something that I had said. And she said that, you really inspired me with one thing that you mentioned several times." And just to go back a little bit, the actual lecture was on, the garment industry, obviously, in general, and my experience in it, and all the travel and things like that, the different countries that go along with that profession, and so on. And something that I talked about in the lecture was, that travel and how it can, wear you down. I mean, at one point of my career, several years ago, it was a normal thing for me to go to Asia, like China and places like that, 6 or 7 times a year, and then Europe, Italy, and all that, 4 or 5, 6 times a year. So you and then all the smaller flights and here and there and pond hopping that goes along with it. But I was speaking about that, how it's very tiring. Owning and operating companies that are all over the world, and the travel that goes along with it, and it's not all cracked up to be what it seems on social media and everywhere else, and doing fashion shows and things. It's not all glamorous. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful people, obviously, in the photos and the fashion shows and things like that. So it does look glamorous, but behind the scenes is another thing. It's like any business. There's a lot of work and a lot of things you don't like to do necessarily, but you have to do in order to succeed and advance. So anyway, I got talking about when I traveled, and I would read a lot, obviously, in my hotel rooms and different places that I was in the evenings and things after long days at factories and meetings and different things like that during my travels. So I had a very, very, very hard time because my kids were younger. And when they were young, it used to drive me crazy to be somewhere like China, where it was literally 24 hours, time difference, or 12 hours, or what have you, depending on where you're coming from. But it was like another day. So, during, say, in North America, using that as an example, it's daytime, where in China, it's evening. So when my kids were small, a couple of them were in school and one was still a baby in diapers and so on, you're pretty much sleeping when they're awake and vice versa. So I used to have a very, very difficult time trying to sleep because I knew I was so far away and my mind used to just drive me absolutely crazy with the what ifs. And it was just, oh, I can't even tell you. I would lay down and I'd be trying to go to sleep and I'd be thinking the absolute worst things that could happen and how far away I was and I wouldn't be able to get there quick enough if something, some emergency or something happened. And I talked about what I did and how I used to calm my mind. And she remembered that, and she uses this in everything that she does to this day. And she talked about that, and she really, really said that it changed her life because it would snap her out of, her certain mindset that she was in order to, change her thinking, her pattern of thinking, like a trigger. And that's essentially what I used it for. So basically, I used to have this saying, and I still use it all the time. I do it, and me mentioning it, it's one of those tools that I use, and I've never really talked much about it. But I believe I'm going to get into a little more detail because I think, since it helped her and it helps me, I think it can help a lot of people. But it's essentially what I say is just this. It's a saying, and it's control your mind or it will control you. Again, control your mind or it will control you. Now, if you think of the meaning of that, okay, that is very powerful. Control your mind or it will control you. So when I would lie there in bed and I would think something absolutely horrific happening or whatever to somebody, one of my loved ones or something, when I wasn't close by, I would chant in my head, control your mind or it will control you, control your mind or it will control you. And I'd say it over and over and over again, maybe 5, 10 seconds, something like that. And it would automatically fill my mind and turn it around immediately. Okay? It was like a trigger. And basically by chanting that or saying it over and over again, control your mind or it will control you, it fills your mind, okay? And it stops you from thinking whatever it is that's in your mind. It fills your mind, okay? And it's going to basically change your thinking, that feeling, or the emotional state that you're currently in. It's like a chant, like I said. So what it does, it basically triggers conscious thought, right? So conscious thought, using your conscious part of your brain, the part that the front part of your brain, basically, that all your creativity comes from, your thoughts that you think each day, the actions that you take and everything else, those come from your conscious mind, okay? It's your subconscious mind, your deep embedded thoughts, they derive from your subconscious. That's where your habits come from and all of these crazy things that you kind of start thinking about. It's habit. So the only way to replace that is by using your conscious mind. And again, the trigger that I used was always control your mind or it will control you. Control your mind or it will control you. And I do this now. I do it with everything because it gets you to take action, and it can it triggers, like I said, continuous thought and constant thought. That, it's a timing thing as well. Now, when I say it's a timing thing, there's proof that if we don't take action on a thought that we have within 5 or 6 seconds, our subconscious mind then takes over our conscious mind and says, "Nah, we'll do it later." That's why we get nothing done. Okay? So the time it takes you to say that chant, that's about the same amount of time, 5 or 6 seconds, that you have to take action. Okay? So by saying control your mind or it will control you, control your mind or it will control you, depending on how fast you say those words, it's 5 or 6 seconds. So it snaps you out of the state of the emotional state that you're in, or the frame of mind, or that thinking that you're into at the time, and it gets you out of that thought process or those emotions or that state of mind that you're in. So you can use it for anything, really. Control your mind or it will control you, because essentially your mind, you're controlling it by utilizing your conscious thinking. Okay, that is what gives you your ideas. That's the part of your mind that gives you all your creativity, all the things that we know we should be doing. It's the procrastination and all that that come along where we can't seem to get things done. Those are our habits. Those are deeply embedded. Those are where the subconscious or our deep thoughts come from, that are always there. And we can't act upon anything because we are taking too long to take action once something comes into our mind. For example, if you have to make a phone call, a business call, or a sales call, or something that you really can't stand doing. Most things that we do, we don't like doing them. That's why we put them off. We don't enjoy it. Okay? It's not fun for us. It's like, it's just, it's the complete opposite of fun. It's like pulling teeth. It's just stuff that we can't stand doing. And I promise you, if you start to take immediate action within that 5 or 6 seconds by saying, control your mind or it's going to control you, and do, you got to push yourself past your limit. That's what fires you towards any success, any accomplishment of goals or plans that you have set out for the day, any of it. It comes from taking action. Now, again, the problem is with almost everybody is it's not that you don't have ideas and brilliant ideas for the most part. It's not that you're not efficient. It's you procrastinate, so you don't take immediate action to get that job or that thing that you don't want to do off the table so you can move on to things that you want to do maybe, okay? So again, you have a small window to take action when anything pops in your head. And that's the first thing that you have to realize. So you have to plow through and make a conscious effort to, when something comes to your mind, to do it immediately. Okay? Now, by saying control your mind or it will control you, if you think of those words, how powerful they actually are, they are going to change the mindset that you're currently in. They are going to remind you. It's like a trigger that you can use of conscious thought, that when you're experiencing thoughts of, I should do this, I need to be doing this to better my position, I need to get out there and network, I need to make 5 phone calls today, I need to make more money, I need to have a better life, you will have the tool and the trigger to take action within the time frame allotted prior to that idea or job you need to accomplish getting thrown back into the subconscious, the mind, the part of the mind that says, oh, we'll do it later, and it never gets done. Okay? That's why nobody really succeeds in most things that they can do. We all know what we should be doing. We all know that if we do this, we will achieve this. Nobody really knows why we don't take action. And this is a perfect example and an explanation of why we don't take action. It's because we wait too long. Once we have that thought and we don't act upon it in a certain time, our subconscious mind or our deep thinking mind or our habits will automatically shut you down. As sure as anything, they will shut you down because they don't like fear. They don't like different. Those thoughts and habits that you have embedded in you, it's like a vicious cycle. That's what you know. That's what you know. That's what you're comfortable with. Your subconscious mind and your deep thinking mind it essentially protects you from doing things that are outside of your comfort zone. So you have to realize that. You have to realize that it protects you from going out or going that extra mile or going into territory that is scary or you're full of fear. It protects you. So you have to learn to use all of this as at your advantage and kind of have a trigger. And mine just happens to be control your mind or it will control you. Like I said, it's going to fill your mind. It'll change your thinking, your thoughts, your emotional state at that any given time. And it's going to trigger that conscious thought. And then you're going to have the time that is needed, that small window, to take action and realize that it's time to act. So control your mind or it will control you. And take action quickly. Go get it.